Mishnah is Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Yitzios HaShabbos, Hotzos Shemir Shush L'Rishush. When a person does a Yitziyah, he removes an item from one domain to another. For example, from a private domain to a public domain, or the opposite, from a public domain to a private domain. Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim. Two, which are four inside. What does that mean? To the one standing inside. And we're going to break it down like this. Hainu in Rishus HaYachid, in a private domain, there are two types of carrying that are prohibited min HaTorah. And if you do it on purpose, you're Chayav Misa, and by mistake, you're Chayav Achatas. So that's, we're going to go through what these two prohibitions min HaTorah are, carrying in a private domain. Shein Arba was four. And there's another two that are only aser midirabanan on a rabbinic level. I will explain these four, cases of carrying. But in the case of the rabbinic prohibitions, if a person is over on it, if he does transgress it, so he's not chayav misa if it's a mezid, and you're not chayav achatas if it's a shogeg, because it's only rabbinic. It's prohibited, but you wouldn't be subject to those consequences if you transgress those sins. Ushtayim, Shein Arba Bachus, and there are two, which are four, cases of carrying when a person is outside, meaning he's in a Rishus Harabim. That's Chutz. Chutz refers to a Rishus Harabim, and Bifnim refers to a Rishus HaYachid. And in the examples, they'll be dealing with a Baal Bayis and an Ani, an owner of a house and a poor man. And the nature is that if the owner is always inside and the Ani, the poor man, is outside. So let's see. Ketzai, what's the case? The Ani is standing outside. The Baal Bayis is standing inside. So you have, the inside is the Rishus HaYachid, outside is the Rishus HaRabim. What happens? Pashat HaAni Es Yado Lifnim. The Ani stretches out his hand inside the house. Yado Sai is a basket, and inside he wants to accept a gift from the Baal Bayis. So he stretches out his hand into the house with his basket, opened. And he places that basket into the hand of the Baal Bayis. So now what you have here is there was a Akira and a Hachnasa. It was removed, the basket was removed from the Rishus HaRabim outside, and it was placed inside the house, which is Rishus HaYachid. That is a Akira and a Hanacha, removing and placing from the public domain with Ani stands to the private domain with the Baal Bayis stands. And that is a classic case where the Ani would be chayev on carrying. And even though he didn't go in the actual, even though it's only in the Baal Bayis' hand, didn't reach the ground yet, the Baal Bayis' hand is like a area, we consider it like an area of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and therefore he did the law of carrying. Now, next case, Oshenatal Mitocha. Shenatal Ani Metana Mitoch Yadosh al Baal Bayis Vahotzi Osal Osharabim. Or the Ani reaches out to the Baal Bayis, grabs a gift from the Baal Bayis' hand, and brings it toward him. So now he went from a Rishus HaYachid, removing the gift from the Baal Bayis' hand, and pulling it to himself into a Rishus HaRabim. Again, Ha'ani is Chayev, says the Kahati. He removed it from one domain, from the home of the homeowner, and brought it to another domain, to his own pocket, outside in the street. That would be a full malacha, and these are called shtei yitzios, two carryings that he would be chayev on it. One is placing the chayfetz from the Rishus HaRabim, that basket, into the hand of the Baal Bayis, into the Rishus HaYachid. And the second one is removing the chayfetz from the homeowner, from the removing the basket or the gift from his hand and bringing it to his hand in the Rishus HaRabim. Those are the two cases. The Torah level, the Ani would be chayev. Baal Bayis parted, the Baal Bayis didn't do anything. He's just standing there. So even the Chatchila, Ein Kol Isser Shel Shabbos Legabe the Baal Bayis, he's clean. Because he didn't really, even though he's holding things in his hands, he didn't actually move anything. Now, moving right along. Pashal Baal Bayis is Yadol L'chus. What happens if the other way around? The Baal Bayis, he sticks his hand into the public domain and gives a gift to the Ani. But Nazar, he places it in the Ani's hand. So he removed the gift, from a Rishus Yachid, his home, placed it in the Ani's hand in Rishus Rabin. So he just did it in Isra, did it in Naveri, he carried. Or he takes a gift out from the Ani's hand, and he brings it into his house. Now the Baal Bayis is Chayev, because he did two actions. One, he removed a chefetz from his own home and placed it in the Ani's hand in the Rishus Rabin. And two, he removed an item from the Rishus Rabin and placed it in his own home. Again, on a Torah level, now the Baal Bayis is Chayev for either case. The Ani would be Pater, because again, he didn't do anything. He's just merely holding it. He didn't transfer it. So these are the cases now that the Baal Bayis, the two cases of a Baal Bayis to be Chayev on a Torah level. Pasha the Ani es yado lifnim. What happens if the Ani places his hand inside and he's got a basket in his hand? And now, Vinata Baal HaBayis is a Sala. Baal Bayis took the basket from him. Mitocha. He took it from the Ani. So now, really, the Ani, he did the Akira. He removed it from the Rosh Rabim, but he didn't do any placing because the Baal Bayis took it from his hands. So he only did half an action. Or the Ani, the Ani places his hand, his empty hand, inside the Baal Bayis' house, and the Baal Bayis places a gift into his hand. So again, it's half an action, Vahotzi. So then the Ani removes the gift. So the Baal Bayis did the action of placing the gift in his hand, and the Ani did the action of removing the gift from the private domain to the public domain. But the Ani didn't put it in his hand, the Baal Bayis put it in his hand. So in both these cases, each individual is only doing half an action. So the halacha is shnei and peturin, they're both exempt. You can't do this initially, l'chatchila, but if it happened, because they're only doing half an action, so then they're both exempt. And he explains, Shaloha ani, v'lo baal habayis, asu melacha shleima. None of them did a full melacha. Elan mitzas melacha, part of a melacha. Bram, however, it's also to do this, hey, lasos, can you can't do it. Because the Chacham made a gzera that a person shouldn't do this lest he come to do a full melacha. So here you have two yitzios. Now, they'll be prohibited on a rabbinic level. What are they? When you do half an action, either mitzas hachnosa, either akiras hachiras mer shirabim, removing it from the public domain and then someone else bringing it into the private domain, or removing it from the private domain and then someone else putting it in the public domain. So it's half an action on either end. Now, Pasha Baal Bayis is Yodel Lachotz. What happens if the Baal Bayis sticks his hand out into the street and there's a gift inside of it? But he didn't remove it. V'natal Ha'ani Mitocha, again, the Ani removed it from his hand. Or the other way around, Oshinosu Latocha, or the Ani places a basket into the Baal Bayis' hand, which is stretched out into the street. V'hichdis, and all the Baal Bayis did was, again, just pull it into his house. So again, they're each doing half an action. Again, Shnei and Peturin. And this is the reverse case, where again, both of them are exempt, because they're both doing half an action. So here we have two, which is four. We have two cases of carrying that are prohibited, either when the Ani does a full action, or when the Baal Bayis does a full action. And then we have the other two that are prohibited only on a rabbinic level, when each of them does half an action. Moving on to the second Mishnah Beis. A person shouldn't sit next to a barber near Mincha to get a haircut close to Mincha, because we're afraid that he's going to get caught up in the haircut and not daven Mincha. Anshispal, he's not daven first. A person shouldn't go into the Beis HaMerchatz. Full of Borsiki. Beis HaMerchatz is a bathhouse. Borsiki is a tanner house where they tan leather. Bolechol, you shouldn't sit down to eat a seuda. Boladin, you shouldn't sit down to a case of judgment. Any of these cases, this is even during the week, not just on Erev Shabbos, lest he forget about davening and it'll prolong into davening. Vimitchila, however, if in all these cases he did it already, then in Afsikin we don't stop him and he could go ahead and continue what he's doing, provided he doesn't forget to daven. Mafsikin the course Kriyishma. However, for Kriyishma, we are always making a hafsik. We always have to stop what we're doing, and no matter what you're doing, because Kriyishma is on a Torah level. Vein mafsikin l'tfila, but for tfila, technically, you could keep doing what you're doing and miss davening. However, this is only said about people whose Torah is there. They say over here This is referring to a big Talmud Chacham who learns day and night. So no matter what, he'll have to stop his learning for Shema, because Shema is Daraisa. You say B'shach B'chav Kumecha when you lay down, when you wake up. You got to always say Shema in the morning and at night. But the tefillah is only the Midrabbanah, it's rabbinic. So technically, these people that are so engrossed in their learning, they could even go through davening, because learning Torah is on a Torah level, and tefillah is on a rabbinic level. But they bring down over here, this is only for people like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his Talmidim, that are, you know, their Torah is their life, and this is all they do is learning. But in, you know, normal people, that they're not, you know, so engrossed in it, they would have to stop for tefillah, and that will conclude our two Mishnah's Aleph and Beis.